This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we are live right now on a beautiful day here in Pittsburgh, PA, at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department for our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. And as you just heard, this hour is brought to you by Fast Rescue Solutions. Also, we have an update, the tote board update presented by Guardian Protection. It's a lot lower than we want it to be, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, $9,895.35. It all matters, a dollar, five, ten, it doesn't matter. Our goal is $100,000, Andrew Filippone, so we have a long way to go. And for those of you out there who'd like to donate, you could do it in person. We have a boot here. You could stuff it. Or you can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to the Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Go to 937thefan.com online and click the Fan 5 Alarm or stop out in person. I think that's the best way to do it. Also want to remind you about Tyler Kennedy, who's here, as he always is on Thursday, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. We're very fortunate to have 1-800-BOARD up here, and we have a lot of guys who've made their way down here to support the Volunteer Fire Department here in Upper St. Clair, and all the men and women do their great job. And beginning here with Jason Sonnefeld, who is from the Westmoreland Community College Public Safety Division over there. And Jason, thanks for coming down, and public safety is a big thing, and I'm sure you know a lot about what these men and women go through.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. It's a great event to be here and here to answer any questions you guys have.
What is 1-800-BOARD up?
So they are a company that comes out and will board up the any structures after any fire that any department has. They just contact them directly. They'll come out. It's all covered under your insurance. They'll come out, board up the roofs, the windows, the doors, anything like that.
That's
to
really
protect
to
the property after.
Yeah. And so you're in public safety here. What are some of the questions you get from the public about safety?
As far as for the fire department, it's are you paid, or you volunteer, how much time does it take, how long do you have to do it, do you need any training to join, any questions like that, we get them all the time.
So how much time, I mean, the training, I know people who've done it, and I know that people do not give them enough credit or respect for what they do, because they're taking their own personal time.
Absolutely.
To serve.
The training starts for beginning, if you just join a department to get all your initial training and certifications, it's about 200 hours, all broken down over a couple months, weekends, days, evenings. And it gets you basically from no training to a national certification standard that is here in Pennsylvania. And that's just the beginning. And then there's things you can transition out to rescue, EMS, telecommunications, all those other avenues that can branch off of that.
What made you want to get into it?
My dad was in it when I was younger. And then I'm actually a life member of Monroeville No. 1 Fire Department. I've been here for 24 years. And then that got me into instructing. And I also work as a building inspector for the municipality of Monroeville, so it kind of all ties back together.
What tips can you give the public about their own safety when it comes to, you know, fire prevention?
Make sure that your smoke alarms are updated in your house. Make sure you have carbon monoxide detectors in your house. Make sure your gas appliances are serviced annually to make sure you have no issues with those in your house.
What are you doing later today?
Going back to work and doing some inspections.
I need to find out. Jason, you're going right into my phone book here because I need some help, I think. I haven't checked any of that recently.
Especially the gas.
I was thinking the same thing, Tyler. I'm like, I don't think I've had my gas checked in a long time since I moved into my new house.
Yep. Yeah, so I think that's very important. Well, Jason, thanks very much for your support and what you do. And let's bring in Mike McLaughlin here as a fire chief from Peters Township. And Mike knows all about this as well, because being a fire chief, he gets these calls. And Mike, first of all, thank you for your service, but you know, you guys probably, you know, are on call all the time. Or you never know when you're going to get the call. So I'm sure you've been up in the middle of the night and got the phone call. And so you understand that this is a commitment by those of you men and women who do this job for a living.
Oh, for sure. And thank you guys for having me. And thank you to the fan for doing this wonderful event. The call can come at any time. And our department is smaller in the region, but not one of the smallest. We do about 1,850 calls a year.
Wow.
And our most precious commodity for anybody is time, right? So when you get somebody to volunteer, you want somebody, you're basically asking for their time. And we have to find new and creative ways to get somebody to dedicate that time and make their time very valuable.
So how does that recruiting process work?
Sometimes it's as easy as asking.
Yeah.
You know, you put up an ad and ask for help, and some people come along. And sometimes you have to go and you have to work for it. You have to be out in the schools. You have to be in the career and technology centers. You have to get people interested in this line of service. It's more like a trade.
So I wonder, you know, it takes a special person to want to give up his or her time to do this. Over the years, have you seen a reduction in the amount of volunteers you get to do this? And if so, what can people know that would make them interested in doing this? And some of the stuff that I think you get a tremendous internal reward knowing that you can help people save not only their property, but in a lot of cases, their lives.
Very much so. Yeah, there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs with volunteerism. But one thing that we found over the last couple of years is if your quality goes, if your quantity goes down, you get your quality up. And we try to make the most out of what we have. So if your numbers are down volunteer-wise, what you have needs to be extremely quality and provide them training and provide them the ability to do the job with short hands. And I think the fire service in general has been very good at adapting to that in having the quality over quantity when the quantity goes down.
What are the qualifications? Like, could an individual like Bob just show up and he would be ready to go?
You wouldn't want me.
Bob, you're ready to go.
No, I'm not ready to go.
Hop off the golf course and get right onto the fire truck.
I run away from Thousand Leggers. I would never be good in a fire, I can tell you
Starkey,
that.
Starkey, look at Joe.
Joe Starkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be great.
He'd be great.
He'd
running
be phenomenal.
Up the stairs.
He would be singing songs on his way up the ladder.
Everybody needs entertained, right? It's a service.
Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of qualifications that go into it. It's a lot of time. Again, coming back to that time factor, 166 hours. I know you've heard that over the last couple of days. Just to get the bare minimum to be able to step foot on that truck. It's a lot. It's a lot of time that we ask of them. So what we need to do as the fire service is make good use of their time.
So the other thing that really impresses me, I look at all the equipment you guys have. And that's by and large why we're here also, to supply you with the needs that you have. And it's not easy to do. So any dollar that you can donate, again, text FIRE to the Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Tell us about the expenses that incur with this business.
I'm glad you said this business. It is a business. You know, there's money that we need to bring in, and there's money that we need to spend. Obviously, the money that we bring in can be from donations. It, in some communities, it can be from tax dollars. But there are large expenses that we have. So where we may not spend a ton of money on a volunteer person or to compensate them for what they do, their equipment still costs thousands and thousands of dollars. Their turnout gear, just their boots, pants, and jacket, is over $5,000.
Wow.
The breathing apparatus.
Just for one. How heavy is that stuff? Because I always, you know,
We're going to find out. We'll find out. We'll put it on. We'll have some fun.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah. It's the air pack itself is about 35 pounds.
Wow. Well, listen, Mike, you do a great job, and I know you give a lot of your time and effort to make this happen. Thank you so much, Mike, for doing what you do.
Thank you, guys, and thank you guys for all the support, the communities. Get to know your fire departments out there, how they run, and thank you guys for the support. We appreciate it.
That's Mike McLaughlin, Fire Chief, Peters Township, and we thank everyone from 1-800-BOARD-UP, and as you heard, they can help you if you're ever in the need here, 1-800-BOARD-UP.
Bob, I'm looking at some of the donations that are coming in on our website. Shout out to Andrew DeSilva, who made a $2,000 donation.
Andrew, wow.
Yep.
Attaboy.
Thank you, Andrew.
We have Robert Keys, who made a $13.09 donation. I wonder why.
Oh, well, where's Adam Crowley? That $13.09 donation. Maybe people should do that. That's a good little trend to start, right?
So go to our website, 937thefan.com. There's the donation page there. And leave a note, and we'll give you a shout out on the air when you do it.
All right, we're talking here with Tyler Kennedy also about what's going on with the playoffs and specifically the Penguins here.
By the way, have you heard Doran do his Tyler Kennedy impression?
No.
You do?
Doran, will you do it for him?
Wait a minute. I've never.
Doran has a Tyler Kennedy impression. Doran does a great Randy Moss. He does a great Heath Ledger's Joker. And I think the latest one is Tyler.
Yeah, you got to ask me something.
So right, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
So, Tyler, I want to ask you about the new coach, Dan Musecom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In. He's a young guy. He's dealing with a bunch of 30-something guys. So how's it going to work?
Look, like Dan Muse, boys, listen. I saw this guy play in the
Dorian,
USA
you're supposed to be
team.
Nice.
Like
nice.
The USA team, they were really good. Like, boys, listen.
Boys.
Like, when we were in the playoff, like we were playing with Sid, with Malkin, with Letang. And Dan Muse, he looks like Mueller. Like, you know, you guys, like, boys, listen. It was unbelievable, boys.
Well, I think imitation's a form of flattery,
if
Tyler.
If you didn't know better driving along, you would have thought that
glasses.
Was Tyler.
Yeah, yeah. Boys, I got to get lessons, I guess.
You got the boys going. The boys are
boys.
Back.
Boys.
Listen, yeah, if there's ever like listen. A meeting or something and you don't want to be there, just have Doran jump on there.
Just jump on.
I had no idea. Do you others aside from?
I told you he does a great Randy Moss.
Okay,
he does a great Heath Ledger.
Joker's
in the,
probably my best.
Let me get a little sample of this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am tonight's entertainment. I only have one question. Where is Harvey Dent? Why so serious, Bob? Bob,
that's perfect.
Bob.
Yeah, that's very good.
My goodness.
Wow.
Who knew we have a Rich Little in our hands right
yeah,
here?
Well.
What did you think about that imitation of yourself?
And I hope he's not on. I guess it's kind of a boys.
The boys part. Yeah, that's
boys. I think it's because
that's
I
a hockey thing, right?
Yeah, it's a hockey thing.
It's a hockey thing.
Yeah, guys always.
I like it. That's great.
I think it's because, like, you have to, like, if you don't say boys, no one will listen, you know, because there's too much chatter along, like, the club. So you're going to say, boys.
Tyler,
boys,
are you?
I'm actually speaking here.
Can you believe this Bissonnette story? It's wild with him. Have you heard about this?
What happened?
The goat?
The gout. Yeah, the gout.
No, what happened, though?
So he works for TNT. And when you show up on set at TNT to start the day, they order out. And then they're there for multiple games, so they'll do a second catering thing before they're done. And so he started in mid-April, and they've gone through June, and he's basically been there every day. So he's on every show, so that's, what, almost 2 months' worth of shows, 60 days almost. And every day he was ordering two steaks. The first time they'd order out, he'd get an 8-ounce steak. The second time they'd order out, he'd get a 10-ounce steak. So he was eating almost 20 ounces of steak a day, and he gave himself gout. Wow. His left foot, he showed it on video.
Looked, oh, my God.
It looked like Kalis's foot. It was sorry, Kerry, I don't mean that in an inflammatory way.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm just really very guys.
I saw Kalis's foot in that sneaker, really, and I said, that's what Bissonette's foot looks like right now. Sorry. Wow. Not as bad as you got yesterday from Crowley.
It
so.
Took just 20 ounces of meat to do that? That's what happened?
A day.
Have you ever seen Edmund Nelson eat on the road like I have?
Yeah, the ribs.
Who was the biggest eater on your Penguins teams? Like, if you were going to enter someone in the hot dog eating contest like Joey Chestnut, Tyler, who would your pick be?
That's tough. Like, you know, obviously George LaRocque because he was just a monster.
Yep.
Steve McIntyre. These guys are like 260. You know, like they would eat like a ton.
What was your pregame meal?
I just had like the standard chicken and pasta.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I've never heard it called pasta.
I tried to look down. I knew you guys were going to look over.
Why go, Grant always makes fun of me, too.
We got milk and pasta.
Pasta, whatever. But I just had, like, and know what's funny? Sid always had steak before a game. You know, so, like, you ever heard, like, eat right for your blood type? Me and Joe talked about this last week. If certain blood types do better when they eat red meat, certain blood types do better when they eat, like, chicken.
Sure.
And I think that's why I think Sid ate steak. Because I was like, oh, my God, that must be, like, so heavy. You know, like, I try to stay a little bit light. But, like, he would have, like, honestly, a 12-ounce steak before a game.
Ovechkin gets chicken parm and fettuccine Alfredo before every game.
There's a lot to be said for that. A lot of guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
With the pasta.
Pasta.
You know,
pasta.
Like the pasta.
A little pasta. I did grilled chicken, pasta, and pineapples.
Pasta.
Really?
Pineapples. Yeah.
What was
pineapples.
The story there?
I don't know. Just this.
Pineapples generally are good for you.
Pineapples.
Yeah. That's when would you eat?
About 3.5-4 hours before game.
So if you played at what time?
So if I played at, let's say, 1, I'd probably eat at like 9, 8:30.
Yeah.
But I'd eat like a real meal, not like breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy, right? Waking up and having like pasta and chicken and like all this food. Because you'd go to like a hospitality room and there'd be like two different buffets. One breakfast and then one like a dinner.
I always thought anecdotally you guys struggled in those early games.
Oh, yeah,
those noon 1 o'clock games, I felt like you guys were sleepwalking.
Depends where we were. If we're in Florida, you know, you got to give the boys a little bit of a break. But you guys would famously
go to the beach, tweet about it, talk about
they
it.
They would?
Yeah, really? Before the day before.
Yeah.
It was like a day of just going. But I always thought sometimes going out to the West Coast, it backfired.
Oh.
You guys would do too many things away from the rink, and it would affect you on the rink.
There is nothing. That West trip to Arizona, L.A., Anaheim, like there was
now you throw Vegas in there for these guys.
Vegas, like
even that first year, everyone went to Vegas and lost because they were like a kid in a candy store. That's how they made the Cup final when they were.
That's how like
team.
Florida.
Right? I couldn't imagine playing there, like actually on the like being for the Golden Knights or even. I always thought I was like I could never play for the Dolphins. Like I would never last.
There we go. We got engine number 641.
Well, you know
Peters Township.
You played in Buffalo with my buddy Craig Urbick.
Yeah.
So he went down to Miami at the end of his career. He said everything you see in, like, those owner reports about them is 100% true. He said no organization he felt treated his players and set the players up for life after football better than him. He said Stephen Ross was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's interesting to know.
Tell them share the wealth.
In terms of, like, wealth management programs and stuff like that, Tyler said they were tremendous.
That's, like, the biggest, like, you know, like a lot of guys that play pro or anywhere – never grew up with money, so like you get money, you're just like, oh, do we?
It's still a problem today.
They
need guidance, you're right.
How about you?
What? I'm good with my money.
Okay.
I'm a dangerous man with some money.
Big money over there.
Money.
All right, speaking of money, this is what we're after today, please. And we just had a nice gentleman put something in the boot here. We are live at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. It's right on Washington Road here. And if you're driving by, please stop in. We're trying to help the men and women here who do such a great job giving up their time to help you in need. Jason Sonnefeld from Westmoreland Community College was just here. Mike McLaughlin just left. You heard the fire horn go off there. The fire chief of Peters Township, he gave us some good insight on what it takes and also the costs involved with some of these uniforms and the equipment they need. So you can help anyway. And there are a lot of ways. It doesn't matter if you want to, you know, as Andrew said, $13.09. If that's how you want to make a donation, make it. It could be bigger. It could be less. We appreciate it. Text FIRE to Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Online, 937thefan.com. Click on the five alarm and stop out. That's even better in person. We're grilling out for lunch today. We appreciate that.
You can Bob, we just had one come in. I don't know if you're familiar with this man. Bruce Pompiani.
Yes, he's
has
here.
He's made a donation.
I see him right over there. He came down. This is like the only time I see my brother when we're doing stuff like this.
Yes.
That's nice of you, Bruce. Thank you
Thank you,
much.
Bruce.
Oh, you're welcome.
I thought he was Andy Weidel for a second.
Who's older? Who's younger? Who's older? Who's younger?
Well, you asked that question. Answer that question. Who's older? Who's younger?
He's younger for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I mean, for sure.
I mean, at least by what, 10 years?
For sure.
10 years.
The one thing he has that I wish
hair.
He has that hair that doesn't move is like Rich's hair. It does not move. You can put him in a shower, it does not move.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thanks, Bruce. We appreciate that, and we appreciate any donation you can make. So come on down. We're here all day, and we'll be talking sports as we go along here. I want to remind you also that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And the 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, and they're here in person today making a donation. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Warm with the sun throughout the day and a chance of rain tonight. 60 or 86 for the high, low in the 60s tonight, and then rain moves in. And I hope it's out of here by Monday because I have my 34th annual
we'll be there.
Golf tournament.
We're looking forward to that.
We're going to make sure you have everything you need over there. So
wow, I didn't give the.
Last
year I didn't get it either. I had to go with somebody else.
First of all, it is not a celebrity thing. We're trying to save money by not because you guys are a lot to handle. You know, you bring in with
we
your
ain't cheap.
Well, hold on a second. Is Starkey playing?
Oh. I don't think so. No, I mean, okay. Like we have different people who made. You know, bought a group and played.
Yeah.
Like Merrill Hodges done that, which we appreciate. But I it's not a celebrity. I apologize. I wish we could change that.
Where is it at?
At Chartiers Country Club. 34 years. We work for Partners for Quality. They help developmentally challenged people who need, you know, help.
Many of them are very artistic.
They are. And for years, Sandy Allison was, and really the driving force, she was a lady who was confined to a wheelchair her entire life, could do nothing with her hands and upper body, only used her feet. She paints with her feet. And she died recently, and God rest her soul. But every tournament, our last auction item was a painting done by Sandy. And she was there to watch it. And the biggest donation of the night was there. So thanks in advance to all those people. We have more conversation on the way here. And make sure you stop in. It's a beautiful day. No excuse not to. But I also want to tell you about summer. And it feels like that today at 87 or 88 degrees. And that means it's home improvement season. All of us need improvements to your home. West Shore Home is here to help. This week they're offering free installation for any bathroom, window, or door project you may have. And when it gets hot, your house gets hot, you may need new windows to protect that. Or if you have a patio slider that's stuck, it won't open well, hey, they can help you out as well. Plus, this week only, save an additional $1,000 on your project. And the best part is there is no cost or obligation for you. You set an appointment, you get a quote, and that quote is good for one entire year. Log on to westshorehome.com/fan today. Secure those savings. Once again, it's westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details. Make it West Shore Home. An update coming up with Mr. Myers and more here live from the St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department in Upper St. Clair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.